This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Look, as a parent yourself, you know, I know you understand that the most important factor is the love and care that you give to kids. And many members of our community are keen to know your thoughts about what do you actually think makes a good set of parents? Is it the number of parents? Is it the gender of the parents? Is it the environment? What's going to provide the best outcome for kids?
I guess, as I suppose, I can't deny it, for better or for worse, a fairly high-profile person. I've always been fairly upfront with my comments and my views, and that can be seen as a strength. I'd also be seen as a weakness, but it also means you're out in the marketplace, and I don't mind people having opposing views. This issue that you're talking about now was a result of an article I wrote a few weeks ago, and it comes for a number of reasons. Firstly, wearing my hat as chairman of Beyond Blue, we've done some amazing work in the area of children's needs, how to give them the tools to deal with depression, anxiety, etc. So much so that we're now even doing some work to translate what we've done from primary school children to see if we can translate it into children between the ages of 1 and 5,
mm-hmm.
which seems not to find out whether they're depressed or not, but we're noticing, and we have noticed, the number of children that are presenting for primary school, who are already stressed and anxious, which to me is almost inconceivable. They're very, very young. But it reinforces the view that perhaps the first 5 to 7 years are the most important in a person's life. Why? It establishes values, hopefully, from your parents. You can observe the values that will set you in good stead for the rest of your life. Also, over the last 12 years in this job as chairman of Beyond Blue, having set it up, I deal every week with people like Andrew Robb. I can't remember whether it was yesterday, because I wasn't in the office yesterday. It must have been Monday. I had two people ring me from around Australia wanting help. I don't know how they get my number, because it's not in the phone book. And what I do, I'm not a professional, I'm not a clinician, so I don't try and be, and I explain that to people who want help. But often what I do is I ask them to tell me about what they're experiencing. And then, if I can, I will seek advice from a clinician to find someone who is trained in that area to offer help. So there's a lot of psychiatrists, a lot more psychologists, but not all of them are as professional in some areas of discipline. And what I often find when talking to men is that they refer back to, when you talk to them, a lot of them refer back to issues when they are young, particularly broken families, etc. And while it doesn't necessarily manifest itself in the time, it's something that sticks in their craw.
Mm.
And I found this is quite common. And I am particularly worried that in this increasingly commercial world, whether our children are actually as well off, as well prepared, as stress-free as we were 40 years ago. And I've got to say, I don't think they are. I think the demands, the expectations we place on ourselves, the expectations that are placed on us by others. I think the availability of information so quickly, where you receive a phone call on your mobile and you respond. I had a chap ring me up from Adelaide. No, his wife rang me 2 years ago, who's a very senior businessman. He broke down because his phone was next to his bed and he was part of an international company. And they rang him up all through the night. So he never had a good night's sleep.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, all of these things contribute. So I am very genuinely worried about the environment in which we live and the way in which society is actually helping young people to grow into a world that they can manage stress, change. Do you ever remember being taught by your parents or at school how to deal with change. And yet change is all around us. We change our jobs, circumstances change. So I guess my article the other day was trying to look at the challenges facing young people. And I'd like to think, some would believe, that in many senses what I said has been taken out of context and misunderstood. In that article from memory, I talked about the most important thing being a loving relationship, a loving environment. There is no substitute for that. If you don't have a loving environment, the child witnesses what goes on. So many people I know who have broken up, their marriages have broken up, even one I was speaking to the other day, four children. And I asked him, how are your children handling it? And the children are young. I said, oh, they're all right, they're managing it well. With due respect, that is just not true. The children internalise it. The children, particularly if they've witnessed loud voices, worse violence in a relationship, they understand that. I mean, from a very early age. And this goes to this issue of stress. So I was pointing out that the most important thing is a loving relationship. And I don't care what that loving relationship is, right? I really don't care. A loving relationship, be it between a male and a female, be it between two men, two women, is, be it a single parent, right? A loving relationship is by far the best. And then I made the comment that my preference was, if you had a loving relationships and a number of, which would be, in my opinion, the preferred. And that's the environment which I have grown up in.
That you're familiar with, yeah.
Which I'm familiar with. And that's been my mother and father. And I'm always indebted to them because I think they had a loving relationship. And it allowed me to have a set of values that are not motivated by money. I mean, I'm not a wealthy man. I don't have a beach house. I don't have a farm. I happen to believe community service is by far the most important service of all. So I didn't discriminate against anyone or any different. I just happened to say that my belief was, if I had my opportunities, that is my preferred best. And that led to a situation of saying, oh, you know, you've discriminated against everyone else who's not in that environment. Well, you know, I didn't set out to do that, and I'm sorry if it upset people, but on the other hand, it is my opinion, and but that doesn't override the issue that it is the loving environment that is the most important. And you know, it wouldn't matter how many men and women were in relationships with children. If there's abuse, if there's no love, it's very, very destructive. And I don't think, I don't think society today is really addressing or has been capable of addressing the extent of the social changes that are taking place, where so many of our children are stressed and anxious from a very early stage. And unless that can be addressed, and it's not just through, I mean, the relationship is just one part of life. It's not the only part. But I think the world is a very different place to the world in which I grew up. And I keep asking myself, is it a better world? And, of course, people say, oh, yes, we've got all these devices and that's wonderful. But I spoke to a group of young people the other day, men and women in their probably early to middle, maybe late 30s, and we were discussing. They all said to me, how they're looking for partners. And, you know, they can't find the right person. It doesn't matter what the gender is, they can't find the right person. And I say to myself, how is this so? We're socialising more than ever before.
It's a veneer.
But it is. And then as I go around, I was on another radio station the other day. Only by chance. Oh. And a young lady in there said to me, I read the article, she said, you know what? She said, I think we're just self-centred. She said, I'm in mid-30s. I've got a very good job. I'm buying my house. I've got all the freedom I want. Yes, I want a partner, but I don't want to give up what I've got. And so we've now got a lot of young people who say to me they want a partner, and yet we get a lot saying, I don't want partners. I can have friendships with a lot of people. So I guess my comments the other day were me being myself, expressing an opinion. I wasn't seeking to offend. It's brought 100,000 brickbats down on my head again by the community. And I'm disappointed about that because we're doing such good work at Beyond Blue with the community. But, you know, I am what I am.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.